U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Specially Adapted Housing, SAH Program Builder Informational Series. Minimum Property Requirements, MPRs, Condos and Townhouses. VA Minimum Property Requirements, MPRs, for SAH construction projects. This presentation will focus on MPR requirements that are specific to condominiums and townhouses. As an approved SAH builder, it is imperative that you are familiar with VA Minimum Property Requirements, MPRs, for the Specially Adapted Housing, SAH Grant Program. MPRs focus on the following two areas: points of ingress and egress, and primary bathroom. Note: due to the nature of condominium and townhouse construction, MPRs related to ingress and egress for this type of residence are slightly different than for a detached residence. In addition to convenience and accessible design, it is important to consider evacuation and safety. Condominiums and townhouses, one of three. When the grant is for a condominium or townhouse that is above the first floor, there are additional MPR areas that should be addressed. The following features are required: 1 ingress and egress, 2 windows, 3 balconies, and 4 emergency access. Note: primary bathroom MPRs apply to condominiums and townhouses as described for other property types. Remember that variances in minimum requirements may occur based on the needs of the veteran. Condominiums and townhouses, 2 of 3. 1. Ingress and egress. At least one suitable means of access must be provided so the veteran has a level ingress and egress point from the condominium or townhouse. In the absence of a level ingress egress point, it may be necessary to utilize ramps, platforms, or elevators to eliminate any elevation difference between interior and exterior floor levels. Condominiums or townhouses located above the first floor only require a single SAH MPR compliant exit. 2. Window. At least one window must be of sufficient size to allow access by emergency personnel. Local building code requirements should be consulted to establish acceptable design parameters. 3. Balconies. There is no requirement to construct a balcony on a unit in which a balcony does not exist. Primary bedroom sleeping area requirements, 3 of 3, 4. Evacuation and safety requirements. For units located above the first floor, the following evacuation and safety features are required to be addressed by the builder: the condominium or townhouse unit must be accessible using firefighting and evacuation equipment from the exterior of the unit. The location of the veteran's condominium or townhouse unit must be registered with local emergency personnel. If the veteran is completely bedridden, the condominium or townhouse unit must contain an externally mounted device, audible, visible, etc., which aids emergency personnel in locating the veteran. The veteran's bedroom window must be of sufficient size to allow access by emergency personnel and have exterior markings to guide emergency personnel. Additional requirements are the responsibility of the veteran purchasing the property. Key points. Due to the nature of condominium and townhouse construction, MPRs and safety considerations for this type of residence are slightly different than for a detached residence. If the unit is located above the first floor, the following areas must be addressed: ingress and egress, windows, balconies, and emergency access. How to learn more. To learn more about additional MPR requirements, or to find out more about the SAH program and the builder's specific requirements for participating in this meaningful program, check out the other titles in our Builder Informational Series.